808, 17 below zero. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Indeed, it is 17 below. But, you know, again, without the wind, it really is, it's bearable, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, the winds aren't really strong northwest at 8 miles per hour right now, but it makes it feel more like 40 below. So there's that.
There's that.
Well, it's a community conversation time brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, and you are our medical correspondent, Kay Winkleman. Who do we have in studio this morning?
We do. We do have today. It is Floyd County Medical Center Day. Actually, it's a kind of a component of both Floyd County Public Health and a Floyd County Medical Center. With me this morning is CEO John Perrin from Floyd County Medical Center, along with Floyd County Public Health Director Gail Arges. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for coming in. We're talking about something that's super important, sadly, has hit our community. So let's get right to it. There is a new clinic opening that has recently opened, John, at Floyd County Medical Center. Let's talk about that.
Sure, yeah. So I'm John Perrin, Chief Ambulatory Officer for the hospital. And Gail and I have been working kind of in unison on getting a Suboxone clinic started, which started February 6th. And this is a clinic for those who have been on opioids or pain medications, have some dependency to those pain medications, and would like to find an alternative.
Okay. Explain what Suboxone really is.
Sure. So I think methadone was an older medication used to help with opioid dependency, but it had problems, like patients could become addicted to the methadone itself. So Suboxone is a new generation of medication. It's been around for well over a decade. It's used to help reduce cravings to opioids, but it also has pain-relieving qualities. And so that's a big difference with Suboxone, and it's also non-habit forming.
Okay. So that's all a good thing. And the clinic, talk about the partnership between the clinic.
Yeah, so we've been able to work with Dr. Ramos, who's a psychiatrist out of Mason City, which has been really exciting. He's been prescribing Suboxone and running Suboxone clinics for some time, and then also, of course, with Gail and the county.
Okay. Gail, talk about how this new clinic started.
Yeah, so this idea was brought up at our Substance Abuse Coalition, also known as SHIELD. I think a representative was in here not too long ago with SHIELD. Mm-hmm. And it was known to this group that access to substance abuse treatment services was an ongoing issue or problem in this area. When the coalition learned that the county was receiving some opioid settlement funds, it kind of spurred the idea of maybe we could tap into those funds and do something here. So conversations started within the group. And it there was representatives at that group from the medical center. And so things just kind of started rolling from there.
Okay, very good. John, talk about what does the treatment look like?
Yeah, so a lot of times, you know, maybe a patient's been on a pain medication for, you know, 10 years for chronic pain, you know. And so we don't just want to treat the dependency to the opioid, which is potentially been helping them manage the pain, but we also want to help them manage the pain. So we have a program that consists of physical therapy, the Suboxone medication itself, psychiatric management if needed with Andrea Anderson, pain management with April Cook. So April Cook is doing a series of pain management procedures now at the hospital. And then cognitive behavioral therapy with Jessica Thronson, who's a licensed mental health counselor. Not every patient will need all of these components, but a specific care plan for each patient will be crafted, which one patient may just need the Suboxone and another maybe needs multiple components.
Okay. Now, is this a clinic that people choose to go to, or are there instances when it is mandated?
This will be a clinic that any patient can self-refer to. Whether or not, you know, the county, you know, somebody may be referred to the program, I can't speak to, I don't know. But certainly the majority of patients will be self-referred. They don't need a referral from their primary care physician. They can call directly and see the psychiatrist for Suboxone.
Okay. Gail, talk about why this is so important.
Yeah, so we knew that there was a need in the community for this treatment of the opioid dependency. There's nothing close by except for Waterloo, possibly Mason City. So residents in the county had to drive quite a ways to even get treatment. So we can now offer it here in the county at Floyd County Medical Center, and their telehealth sessions. I don't know if John mentioned some of that too. They are telehealth sessions that are very convenient and close to home for our patients. So,
John, do you feel like sometimes telehealth is a little less scary for patients than actually sitting face to face?
You know, I think it depends on the particular patient, but certainly we hear that at times, especially with maybe a treatment that a patient would feel there might be some stigma attached to it. And so we hope that this will be a really simple way for patients who want to explore this as an option for treatment to come in a very supportive environment where they can remotely speak to a psychiatrist about trying this medication.
Okay. And so if people are interested in this clinic, how do they start the process?
So a patient can go to our website, Floyd County Medical Center's website, and search for Suboxone Clinic. There's a page there with all the information. Or they can call 641-494-5170 and ask to schedule a patient Suboxone Clinic appointment in Charles City.
Okay. Do they need to indicate where they would like to participate in the clinic?
No, if they tell them that they would like to have a Suboxone appointment, the receptionist will be able to route them correctly.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, fcmc.us.com is the website. Again, there's a page, Suboxone. Yeah. Having a hard time with that. I told you guys from the beginning. Thank you so much, both of you. This is super important and super, super needed in this community. And it's wonderful that we can have something like this right here in Floyd County, because it, obviously there's issues. So we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both. It is 8:16. We have Taylor Swift coming up. Your forecast on the way. Here is Jay Giles Band.